I've gone back and forth on sharing this for a while. It's a true story, but one that might make me look bad. But when I think about it, it turns me on still. And if it turns me on, I might as well share it with strangers on Reddit. First, I want to say I love my boyfriend. We've been dating 3.5 years. He's nice, caring, funny, and hot. And I've stayed faithful. 99% of the time. My biggest, most dirty, horrible secret is that at the very beginning of our relationship, I sucked a random cock in Las Vegas. My best friend Melissa and I went to Las Vegas in 2016 as a graduation present gifted by her parents. We were both 21. Her and I were, and are, very close friends. Melissa at this time was dating a new guy she was really into. I had been, as of a week before Vegas, been dating a good friend, the one I'm still dating 3 years later. We were seeing if a relationship could work between us and it was going great so far. But Las Vegas was just us girls. Our boyfriends trusted us, though. We're in Las Vegas for a weekend. The second night we're there, the parents go to bed and we go to a nightclub. This is what I was wearing. Pic was taken an hour before all of this. https://i.imgur.com/yoeho0r.jpg. I wore it with no bra, no panties. And it was a short little skirt. So the entire night I was aware of guys looking at legs and trying to look at my ass that was nearly peeking under my skirt. Marissa and I get really drunk. Guys are buying us drinks and shots. Eventually we're talking to these two really cute guys. They said they were from some fancy college and in a frat. I wasn't doing a great job of following the conversation, to be honest. And I haven't noticed Melissa and one of the guys, the shorter of the two, have stepped aside to comment about me and the taller friend, TF. Because, somehow, me and this cute stranger who was tall, handsome, and well-built had gotten really close to one another. I hadn't noticed how beautiful he was until we were leaning into each other. His eyes were green and his smile was infectious. I kept lightly touching his arm and he kept rubbing my hand. I tried to listen to him but I just kept thinking about kissing him. I politely nodded until I saw he was giving me a strange look. I asked you if you had a boyfriend. I looked at Melissa, who raised her eyes at me. I do. I'm sorry. I said to him. What I didn't expect was him challenging me by saying he could kiss better than my boyfriend. And I felt a heat in my stomach when he said it. Melissa was laughing and the friend was encouraging me. I hadn't even answered when TF leaned in further to kiss me. I should have slapped him. Yelled and pushed him. Leaned away in disgust. But I let him kiss me, and I kissed him back. Hard. I pressed my chest up against him and I felt one of his hand entangle itself in my hair and the other hand grip my ass. I continued to kiss him, feeling that heat rise inside of me. His hand traveled underneath my skirt and he brushed his fingers against my trimmed, wet pussy. I shuddered and I heard Melissa laugh harder. I pulled away but tugged at his hand. I led him to the bathroom almost entirely on instinct. My clit was throbbing and I let it take control. I wasn't thinking about Melissa or my boyfriend or anything except how horny I was. When we got to the bathroom, I immediately locked the door and pulled the straps of my dress down. My tits bounced out and he took one in his mouth. He licked at my nipple while his fingers probed at my pussy and grabbed at my ass. I grabbed him by his hair and kissed him, pushing him against the sink. I reached down through his pants and took hold of his cock. I felt distant, genuine shame and lust when I registered in the back of my mind his cock was thicker and larger than my boyfriend's. I tugged at his cock while his fingers traced my hip and lightly tickled my cunt. I dropped down to my knees, fishing his cock out. I looked up at him, and I have to imagine he loved the mental image. This slutty, drunk redhead with her tits out, smiling as she kneeled down before him rubbing his dick. I gently kissed his balls before I softly licked his shaft. This time I felt him shudder. I licked his cock more, up and down. I kissed the tip. Ran my tongue around the head. Let him grab him the back of my head and push his cock further into my mouth and down my throat. I began to choke softly, eyes watering, but I didn't stop. Not until his balls were resting on my chin and his pubes were in my face. I continued to look up at him. I knew my knees would be sore from kneeling on the hard ground and my makeup would be fucked up but I didn't care at all. He pulled my head back and let me take control. I sucked him softly, keeping my eyes locked with his as I let his cock penetrate my mouth. His dick lay across my tongue while I rocked my head back and forth. He gripped my hair harder and began to dictate the pace again. I remember grabbing the back of his thighs as he started to fuck my mouth. I don't think I managed to keep eye contact but I tried. I also remember, As he was holding the back of my head and slamming his dick into my mouth, my phone going off and my purse I'd placed on the floor. It was nearly 1 a.m. And I knew in my stomach it was my boyfriend checking in on me. My boyfriend worrying about me while I was nearly naked and ready to swallow a stranger's cum. I can't even remember TF's real name. But he actually surprised me by pulling out, aiming his cock at my tits, and spraying them. His cum splattered across them. I was momentarily stunned. I was trying to take in the reality of the situation while also trying to breathe. And my tits were sticky. Luckily, like a gentleman, he helped me clean up. He used a paper towel to clean off my tits and help get me my dress fixed. I only exchanged a couple more sentences with him before I found Melissa again and we decided to go get food. TF and I shared a final kiss before we went our separate ways. I told Melissa everything, and I was really upset with myself at first. I felt like a slut. But I tried to rationalize with myself. This was my first time ever hooking up with a stranger in a bathroom and my first time cheating. I really enjoyed it, but to me the guilt meant I genuinely cared for him. And aside from a drunken night when him and I were on a small break a year later, I've stayed faithful. I love him, and I feel bad for that night in Vegas. But I still do think about how it felt to be on my knees, my dress hanging around me, not caring about anything at all except this sexy stranger using my mouth like a cunt. I'd never do it again, but I don't know if I truly regret it. And I did tell my boyfriend the partial truth. I told him about the kiss. Said it was a drunken mistake and I felt remorseful. He forgave me. Because I didn't tell that after I kissed that stranger I let him fuck my mouth. That I'd had to reapply my makeup since tears had rolled down my cheeks from gagging and choking on another man's dick. That Melissa would, a half hour after, point out a small bit of dried cum on my chin. I've never shared this story with this much detail, to be honest. I don't know if I'm much of a writer, but this is how it all happened. I enjoyed telling this, and if Reddit wants, I can share more in the future.